from CrossFit to yoga and parenthood to running a team. Your life and business mesh just like your favorite ice cream tastes better with chocolate sauce. I'm Meg, and I'm here to help you see every piece of your life, every piece of your business, and every piece of even the places we may not want to look. All of these pieces come together to draw up a beautiful boat, a beautiful ship that will take you through the sailing seas to your version of success, whatever that may look like for you. As a business leadership mentor, I believe that you are already abundant, balanced, and courageous as fuck. And it is always amazing to compound on that, continue binging stories, divine downloads, meet new abundant and balanced leaders, and learn new lessons through the inspired journey you are taking. That's what this podcast is going to be all about. So if you're ready to dive in to what it means to be a peaceful warrior in your business leadership journey, let's go ride the waves together. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And today we are going to be diving into marketing for human design mental projectors. And before we go all the way in, what I want you to know is that regardless of your human design type, this is going to be such a helpful episode for you. If you're someone who simply feels like marketing is difficult or it feels hard in any way. So we'll be diving into like, what are the lowest energy ways that you can enhance your income and your impact? So I'm ready for all the questions. You're also going to notice that I talk about my group, Magical Marketing, Magical Marketing Party for Human Design, and I will link that in the show notes, but please do feel free to use whatever means necessary to ask your questions all around marketing and human design, and let's go ahead and just dive on in. Very cool thing that we're going to be talking about today, which is how to make marketing easier as a mental projector, is that what simplifies a mental projector's life, marketing, sales, strategy, like whatever simplifies things for a mental projector, simplifies it for everyone. Okay, I'm going to move the camera back. I know you all can't see me very well. So I'm going to go ahead and jump right into it. I will maybe just share the link out to each of you that were expecting this inside of the group so that you can come watch it. But here's the deal. As a mental projector, again, and I'll just like recap this really quickly for anybody who is hearing this for the first time. There are so many variations of a projector in general. In fact, it's like the most widely variated design by far. And so a mental projector is only, depending on the resource that you look at, is going to be 2-4% of the population, very similar to a reflector. So reflectors, as you pop in, say hello, because I know that I have quite a few reflectors in my audience as well. This will be beneficial for you as well. Mental projectors have consistent mental energy, right? And this is why most mental projectors get stuck in their head. And one of the really, really big things that has been showing up everywhere for me in the last couple of weeks is that mental projectors are really here to lead from the front. And in a soft way. So we have our manifestors who are
leading loud and proud and like letting everyone see them. Like it's so freaking beautiful. And then we have our mental projectors who are leading from the front in this, like, I almost want to say, like, regal, calm, regal calm. Okay. So, invitation, big invitation for everyone watching is that you are a leader, period. And as a leader, whatever kind of leader resonates for you, as a leader, and especially as an entrepreneurial leader, marketing can sometimes feel like a have to, right? Like raise your hand, be honest. How many people have said, oh, I have to write an email today? Oh, maybe I should just hire somebody to do all of this for me. Oh, I don't want to get on social media, right? Okay. It can feel like a large duty, especially to somebody who doesn't have the energy to show up like that on a consistent basis. So one of the big things that I want to talk about today is like, what does consistency actually mean? We hear it everywhere. We hear that you have to be consistent. You have to show up in order to, have clients, right? In order to make business, in order to make sales. So here's what consistency actually means. And this is from a marketing perspective. This isn't from like the spiritual or energetic side of things. Consistency means that you are doing one more action than you did the day before. So let's say you started a business yesterday. You formed the LLC, you created a business, right? Today you have a business. Maybe you'll announce it to people. Maybe you'll tell your family about it. Maybe you'll tell a couple of your friends. It's consistency is the idea of building upon what you already have. From a marketing standpoint, that's really what it means. Okay. So what's one more thing that you can commit to today to grow your mission versus, oh, one more thing. So it's really like now you get to just say, maybe one more thing is messaging one person. Maybe one more thing is creating a logo. Maybe one more thing is getting an email system set up. Okay. We don't have to do it all at once. Nobody said you had to. Nobody said you had to. So, yeah, go ahead and take that off the counter. Okay, you guys, I'm like super, super chill. So, thanks for hanging out with me. All right, let's dig in. One of the biggest things for a mental projector, any design, but specifically for a mental projector, because we know that you don't have consistent life force, body, energy to like chug along, right? The biggest thing is to create internal motivation for yourself. External motivation, if I was like counting how many people come on live or say hi, I'd be like, okay, I give up. I'm done. Right? Right? It's internal motivation. The internal motivation to do the one more thing so that you have to like tie it all together so that you can have the one more thing. Okay. Now, in my programs, I talk so much about what's your vision? Like, what is it that you want to create? And for some people, it's like a very clear, like, big, massive vision. And for some people, it's a million little things. And so there's no right or wrong. However, as a business, I do always just recommend that you have some sort of vision statement put together. This is really, really important for your business growth and for also, like, in a sense, like legal purposes. And I don't mean that in, I'm not a lawyer, y'all know that, but there is some business legal conversation to have around a vision. That's for another time. So when you're committed to your vision, nothing stops you. Nothing stops you. You have a bad day? Okay. We're going to get up and go again tomorrow. It's a really, really, it's a way to keep a really healthy relationship with your business. Now we're talking a little bit more energetics, right? When you have a vision and a mission that you are committed to, it breeds that internal energy for that which you desire, which is oftentimes not about you. So get clear. That's like step number one to increase your capacity and decrease what feels like work is to get really clear on your vision. Commit to it. And this is where most people, stop and say, business is too hard. I'm going to go back to a 9 to 5. Maybe I should just give up because they don't have something like it's like a carrot. It's like a carrot that dangles in front of the horse, right? Like, okay, they don't have something they're chasing that's internally motivated. Okay. Super, super, super important. I won't skip it because it's important. And it's not something that I'm going to dive into much deeper here, anyhow. Okay, so let's talk about three ways to really make marketing so easy. And it's funny because one of my clients, I agreed to do some market research with her. She asked me a question today, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like literally going to do a session on this topic. And yet I forgot to do it myself. So here's your reminder that this is why mentorship, this is why having close-knit relationships with other people who are in similar spaces as you, like this is just so important. So the first thing we're going to talk about is repurposing content, which is what I shared with my client today. I was like, oh yeah, I can repurpose my stuff. So funny. So for me, and actually, this is not going to be true for all mental projectors. For me, I have the channel 4323, which is like really, really here to guide channel 2034. That's neither here nor there. Random fact for everyone. Let me know, are you also genius to freak? Because I want to hear. So with this channel, I have, yes, a lot of mental stimulation. It's very philosophical. I have a lot of ideas, and then they want to come out through my voice and be heard. And then it's a matter of refining, refining, refining. Okay. This is not every single mental projector. This part of the conversation is largely my own experience, right? And so for me, I have loads of content like coming out the yang. Does it always speak to my ideal client? No. But it is like it's my body of work, right? And so one of the things that becomes very, very important for actually any mental projector, because there is so much going on mentally, is that you allow these ideas to come out. You share your ideas. Whatever that might look like, you share them. And then people can really like, they can listen and they can say, oh, does this body of work resonate with me or does it not? So a lot of times I see mental projectors like really trying to fit themselves into this box of like niche message, like speak only to this person, only to that person. And there is a lot of benefit in this, a lot. And yet, it's not completely authentic to you. So if you are building a personal brand, then I want you especially anyone, like again, this could be for anyone. I want you to be sharing your ideas. Share these things that are coming up for you and like let the world know. Even if it's one person, it's fine. Like we don't need millions of people hopping in and saying we want to work with you. We actually, mental projectors, we don't need that. Okay. So if you do not, if you are somebody who doesn't feel like you have like a flourishing, like flow of ideas consistently coming, things that you want to share with the world, things that are your brand, are your funnel, take those ideas that you do have and repurpose them. Firm, like a very good example is literally right now. You know, I explained I came in through Zoom. For whatever reason, it's showing up on my public page. And I'm recording this, right? So I'm recording this. I might like edit out a few things, and then I'm going to upload it as a podcast for my podcast audience. That's repurposing it. I could very easily chop different pieces of this out and go make them reels on Instagram or on Facebook or on TikTok. Right? Repurpose your content. I used to tell people at the very beginning of like teaching marketing. I was like, "Do you know how often I use my freaking journal entries as emails?" Like you can repurpose anything. Anything. So when you create one piece of content, I mean, even think about this, like social media content. When you create one piece of content, you could chunk that out. You could break that up into several smaller pieces of content. You could wait, you know, I would say probably around like don't post the same thing every day. That's super boring. But you can go back and you can look at what performed really well for you like 6 months ago. Okay. That's a probably a pretty good range. And you can re-freaking upload it. Re-freaking post it. There are plenty of people that haven't seen that. And even if people did see it and they loved it the first time, they're gonna love it the second time. I think about one of the TV shows that I really love is This Is Us. Anybody else a This Is Us fan? You know, with Mandy Moore. I think I've rewatched that series probably close to three times. I love it, and I'll watch it again someday, you know? So we think that if we repost something, people are gonna think like we're lazy or da da da. Like, no, people love it. People love to rewatch, re-listen, re-read, relearn the things that they love. Okay, so maybe you like refine it a little bit. Maybe you switch out some graphics or some colors, which is like a post on Instagram. Maybe you leave it as is and you re-freaking post it. Okay. Repurpose your content. That is number one. This also means that you do have to create content. So we can't skip that part. You can, and I don't recommend it. It's not gonna grow your business. Number two. Okay, second way, like easy marketing is, and again, speaking specifically to mental projectors. However, this will resonate for all projector types and for generators as well. So, generators and projectors are all like sort of looking for this invitation for something to respond to. And this can, there's a fine line between waiting for the invitation and the response strategy. Again, a different conversation. I talked about this yesterday with a couple of my clients, is the ROS, the reticular activating system that filters what comes into your reality. And I told them a story about going to the park with the little one, and he said, "Mom, I'm gonna go find all of the loose change on the ground." And I was like me and his older brother were like, okay, have fun. This kid has like a pocket full of coins by the time that we leave the park. And I'm just like, what in the, that's amazing. Particular, it's the filter. If you choose, if you're choosing that you want to see loose change on the ground, it's going to show up. If you're choosing that, and I'm talking about money, so let's just say money is scarce and it doesn't come to me easily, then it's not. Right? So look for the invitations. They're all around you. Be open. And here's the big thing, both for generators and projectors, because you're in this response and desire to respond energy, get people's permission. This doesn't mean that you're like a child and you're asking for permission. This is like, hey, are you ready for my insight? Hey, would you like some feedback on that? Get their permission. And then boom, like this is somebody who's either a client for you, who's a collaborator for you, who maybe they're like actually asking a question in a Facebook group and you have the answer. So answer it. Right? So look for invitations. They are all around you. And then open yourself up. There's a whole communication set that can go into this for to me, it's a little bit different for generators than it is for projectors, and then even more different for mental projectors. And I'm not going to go into that either, because again, there's so many side there's so many side conversations we could have around all of this. Just open up your mind to the reality that possibility is all around you and invitations are everywhere. That's that. Okay, third is optimization for marketing. Again, this is going to require you to test things out. And if we're not testing, if we're not, I call it playing. I call it playing, experiencing, experimenting. So open invitation to take that word and use it, take those words and replace them with, or take testing and replace it with play. Okay. Keywords. Keywords are going to be so important in everything that you create. So when you get really, really cued in to which keywords, market research, this is a really fantastic use of market research as well. When you get really clued in to what your ideal client is searching for, and you begin putting these keywords into your Facebook groups, your website, your landing pages, your Google My Business. That's such a good one that so many people don't use. Your podcasts, your YouTube, everything. The titles of each of these pieces, right? Even your name and your like your bio. People are searching, like people are literally manifesting you right now. So people are searching for an author coach, right? People are searching for a copywriter. People are searching for a YouTube analyst. Like they're searching for you. Make yourself easy to find, right? Okay. So really, really kind of cluing in on those keywords. Again, this isn't something that's just going to happen overnight. This is a process that you can play with. Okay, those are three of the tips I was going to give today. So please do ask your questions. I know last time I went live, for whatever reason, it wasn't showing me people's comments and the like. So if you said something, if you asked a question, I will have to come back to it. Also, I will link the group because that's really where the discussion is happening. But yeah, I'd love to hear what feels like super easy for you. Ooh, this is something else I want to talk about specifically. Ah, here we go. One more thing, you guys. Mental projectors may or may not, you may or may not have a defined throat. So you may or may not have consistent energy to speak and create verbal content, written content. One of the things that becomes so valuable to an undefined throat for marketing purposes is doing something like a podcast or even like a members area. Doesn't have to be a membership, a members area where you can come in and just like allow your words to flow. And from that, you can take these words. This is literally something I'm doing with a client right now. You can take these words and you can write them out. So the parts that feel so good to you and you're like, oh my gosh, this is so good. Like, why did I just say that to my neighbor instead of to my audience? If it's like that, you know, document it somewhere and then you can simply just take those words and write them out for written content. Okay, that's another way to repurpose content, especially a very good tip for undefined throats. So, I think that is moreover most of what I was going to go over today. Again, please do send your questions in. I'm happy to have these conversations with you guys and jump into the group. That's a great place to ask specifically human design questions.
Thanks again for coming and joining me today as we talk all things marketing, sales, human design, energetics, mindset, all of the things, all of the things, all of the things. I love having these conversations with you. Again, we will link the Facebook group for you to find, as well as my Instagram handle, so that if you have any questions or comments or simply just want to connect, that you have all the ways to do so. With all my love. Mwah.